What's your ultimate stock pick this evening, Mark?
Yes, I'm going with Absa. They came out with a really nice, with a very detailed voluntary trading update the other day. Jason Quinn has gone to a lot of trouble to try and keep the market very informed as to what's happening in the banking space, and I think that you know, bodes well for building confidence in the sector. We've seen the credit loss ratios. I mean, Absa put through a large management overlay provision in their half-year results. And I think that we will continue to see the credit loss ratio reducing over the next 3 years. And I do think that the demand for credit is going to come back in the new year, and that the balance sheets are going to start growing again, and we will see return to dividends. And I guess that for us, the share price is just not reflecting that recovery to a more normalized level. And I think of the five banks, Absa, from an evaluation basis, is the best pick.
Okay. Jean-Pierre, your stock pick this evening?
Is Amgen. It's a US listed biotech company. What makes a biotech company different to a pharma company is that its drugs are much more difficult to copy because they're effectively partly living organisms. They've got a focus on certain drugs for arthritis, against cancer, against asthma, and a few others. Some of these drugs are a large percentage of revenue, which is always the risk of a big biotech company. The biggest product is around 20% of revenue. But with their research and development, they're constantly finding new drugs. Like I say, they are very difficult to copy. So I think over the long term, it might be lumpy, but I expect Amgen to do quite well.
Okay, Jean-Pierre, I'm also going to be forwarding you an email off duty because there's a question that came through specifically for you regarding a workhorse group, but I'll forward that on to you and so the viewer can get their details. Thank you both for having joined me this evening on the line. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester is with Protea Capital Management and Mark du Toit with Oystercatcher Investments as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening. I'm gonna go get some more.